Well, Coach, this is definitely a tough one to take here. I think first half it looked like you guys maybe weren't as aggressive as you liked. Second half is really sparked by Drew Duff being the aggressor, taking it to you, Ulysses, and that what got you back in the game there and had the lead a couple of times there.
Yeah, with it was nice to see Drew, kind of come onto the scene there and be more aggressive than we've probably seen him in a long time. But, it wasn't quite enough. We didn't get the stops that we needed. Which was unfortunate, but, we kind of put ourselves in those situations where, we didn't rebound very well, gave up way too many second and third chance points. The Potter kid's a big kid, but if you can keep the guards in front of you, which we didn't do very well because we gambled a lot with our guards, we're usually in pretty good rebounding position, but when you gamble, you force those bigs to come up and help, and it takes them out of position. So, some glaring mistakes that we made, and we made them consistent enough to where, it cost us the game.
And they were hot shooting in that first quarter, 5 of 9 there, and they hit, or I should say, I get that right, 7 of 9 in that first quarter, and the Taylor kid hit those two big threes in that first quarter, and you mentioned it, second chance looks for Ulysses Potta. I think he had about 8 points off of second chance looks, and that's the difference in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Early on in the first quarter, we kind of struggled getting back in transition, and they were able to kind of throw it over the top and not necessarily beat us to the basket, but we were running down the middle of the paint, and they were able to find, threes out on the edges. And, so we didn't do a very good job with that. There was a lot of things in that first half. I think their physicality really, really forced us into some, uncharacteristic mistakes and some turnovers because, we had a ton of those, especially the first half. I think we had around 12 turnovers, which is – an ungodly amount, and you can't win a whole lot of ball games, turning the ball over that many times. I thought we kind of shied away from some contact early on, and we were throwing turnovers because we weren't meeting the pass. So some definite things that kind of opens your eyes and shows what we need to work on.
Well, Bo Hess, he was really held in check tonight, really, for the first half. He only had 5 points. Finally got some looks in the second half, and then he had 6 in overtime there and ended up with 16 points. But those are very hard-earned 16, and he just kind of had a hard time getting open tonight.
Yeah, he did, and part of the offense, we tried to go inside early, and, we just didn't have a lot of success with it. They were able to push us off our spots, and we didn't really show any kind of desire to really be down there with them. So, unfortunately, looking forward, it only gets bigger, down low. So, we got to toughen up. We can't shy away from contact, even though some of us, we'd rather be playing the guard spot and we'd rather be out there roaming around and being able to put the ball on the ground, which is fine. I mean, it's not that we don't have players that can do that, but we have certain players that, there are options down low. They're the guys that have to be down low. So when they're down there, they've got to establish position and they've got to fight to hold that position. And I think tonight we kind of got rattled early and, we weren't able to, to find anybody down there very often.
Well, you take a look at the road doesn't get easier. I say that next week, but probably the next 2 weeks with the tournament and a couple weeks in Colby. Next week it's starting off with Holcomb on Tuesday night and Hugoton coming here next Friday night. So a couple of big games there next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it only gets bigger and, I'm not going to say more challenging because I thought Ulysses did a great job tonight. I think it was the hardest time, the hardest I've ever seen, them play since I've been here. And, that's a credit to their coaching staff. That's a credit to those kids. They've played together for a while. They spent time in the summertime. And they really played hard. So give them a ton of credit. But, looking forward, it gets hard. It gets harder. And, we've got to be prepared. It doesn't mean that we have to, win every single game. But we do have to take the steps to getting better and being where we want to be at the end. You want to obviously be in every game and win every game. But, nature of basketball is that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
So for us, it's about getting better and finding the parts where we messed up tonight and learning from them. If we can learn from them, then we're fine. If we continue to make the same mistakes, then that's when you've got a bit of an issue and you got to start finding guys that are, going to buy in and play the right way, which we have. I think, like I said, I think we just got a little rattled early and we weren't really able to, bounce back from it.
Well, the nice thing is you have another chance at them in February, but that's a long ways down the road, but still one at third place. Tough loss here tonight, 70-65. Coach, thanks for joining me here post-game, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.